The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
No, I thought you would.
Lazy.
Yeah, I had to jump up three times first to get my pipe and my tobacco and then the matches.
Lazy. Hello? Hello, Madge. How are you?
Hello, Madge.
I know. It's been ages. Huh? Oh, well, just a minute. I'll see what the Lord and Master says. Hold on, Madge.
I know. They want us to come over and play some bridge.
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know. Do you?
Well, it doesn't matter. I'd like to if you would.
Well,
I'm seeing a trade, too.
I don't know. I'm so comfortable.
Well, then, besides, you can keep her hanging on the phone, you know.
I don't know. Do I have to shave?
Oh, no, you look fine.
Well, okay, all right. We'll come over for a while.
Well, Matt, we'd love to. Look, I have to get a babysitter, though.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Oh, did you? Last week? Oh, we were in Boston. Yeah. Had a wonderful time. You ever been there? Well, it's very historic, you know. I bought loads of postcards and pamphlets. Pauly Beard House, the House of Seven Gables, and all that. And I took some pictures, which I got back today. I'll bring them over. Tell you all about the trip.
Oh, I bet they're sorry now they asked us over this.
All right, Madge. Fine, I will. Goodbye.
Look, darling, for heaven's sake, Madge and Charlie, I don't want to look at pamphlets and Paul Revere's house and all that
she
stuff.
She said she'd love to. They've never been bendable.
Honey, what else could she say? You know how we hate hearing about other people's trips.
I don't hate it. I like it. Now I've got to get a babysitter. I'll call Ben, I guess.
Oh, well, though, maybe I ought to shave. Look at me. What do you think, huh?
I don't know.
You got to shave?
No. Maybe so.
Oh.
We just asked you what I thought.
Well, I wanted you to say no.
Now, for something's sake, I don't really care. You don't look bad, out dear.
I don't look bad.
What do you want me to say now, huh?
I don't know. Maybe I better shave.
I think so.
Change my shirt, too. Oh, Gary, why did we say we go? I was so comfortable.
Go shave and change your shirt. Now while I call a babysitter.
They're going that out of way. Yes, all America's heading in for the wide open spaces on the first great outdoor holiday of the year, the big day, Memorial Day weekend. Oh, what's the long, hard winter done to your vacation equipment? You need saddle soap for your riding boots? New line? New lures for the fishing? You need patches for the pup tent? New puff balls? Charcoal for the cookout? Make a list. Only 2 days left to shop at your hardware and sporting goods store. Buy now and have a happy holiday. And all throughout your happy holiday, the world is as near as your CBS radio network station. Broadcasting the news by Edward R. Murrow, Lowell Thomas, Robert Trout, Alan Jackson, and Bill Down.
You're going.
I just changed the shirt and shaved.
Well, I can't get a babysitter, dear.
Oh, you know, it's too bad Aunt Effie went home. She's kind of convenient to have her on.
Well, then she stays too long and you ask me when she's going home.
Yeah, I know. I'm a caution. Well, come on now. There must be somebody we can get to stay with Betsy.
Yes, of course I hate to leave her with somebody strange when I haven't told her we're going out. I mean, if she wakes up and finds us gone and some strange babysitter.
Oh,
here,
honey, she'd live through it. Make things too easy for Betsy. You really do. You baby her too much. She's got to be hardened more to the unpleasant aspect of life, which we all have to face when we grow up. Now, it seems to me...
Let's not go into all that.
Well, it seems to me...
going to Madge and Charlie's, we've got to get a sitter. I call all the ones I know. It seems to me Anne found a girl she liked very much.
All right, call Anne. Find out who she is.
Oh, I remember. It was the oldest Bronson girl.
Oh, well, don't call her.
Seems to me there was something Anne didn't like about her.
Oh, God, you know how Anne is. Look, so Pete, they call the girl and see if you can get her.
Yes, all right.
It's going to be so late, there's no point in going at all. Now, hurry up!
Come on.
Call us if Betsy wakes
you
scared or anything, won't
you? Come on, come on, come on, come on, get in.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
Well, Ethel, we never get started. The time you spend showing that girl around the house as though she were Queen Elizabeth on an inspection tour.
We have to show her things off.
Here's the ginger ale. Here's the ice. Here's the cake. Here's the television set.
Dear babysitters won't show if they aren't comfortable and have everything they want.
That beats me.
Oh, just remembered what Anne didn't like about this girl.
What?
She charges her 50 cents more an hour than the others do.
50 cents more?
Well, she does your dinner dishes, I think.
Well, you did the dishes.
Yes,
she charges less if she doesn't do them, huh?
Well, I don't know how it works. Maybe there is a discount or something.
Boy, I tell you, when you have children, it gets more and more complicated and more expensive to step out in the evening.
I know. Where are you going? Don't turn here, dear.
Well, it's the shortest way to Charlie's. Now, don't tell me.
You're thinking of where they used to live. They're about in the country now, Miss Spring Valley.
Spring Valley?
You know they moved.
Spring? That's 26 miles.
I know. That's why I asked you if you wanted to go. When we clenched your teeth like that, you imagine how we moved. We went there to a party last summer.
Never. I have not been to any party in Madden
Charlie's. Charlie cooked a steak on an outdoor grill.
No, darling. Look, I've never been there. Now, let's not get into a big thing.
You're right. That's when you were in Chicago and I drove out there with Jack and Ann. That's right.
Look, I've changed. I changed my shirt. We hired a babysitter. We might as well follow through. We're in court now. Turn on the radio. Let's hear some music.
You certainly knew that they'd moved to the country, honey. They belonged to Madge's mother, that house. And when she died, Madge and Charlie decided to move out there.
Well, that's fine. I just didn't know about
that. And Charlie asked you about shingles for the roof. The kind we used. That's when we were fixing our roof.
All right.
You know, sometimes
we
don't listen.
Well, it used to be that I didn't listen. Now I listen, but I don't remember. Getting old again.
No, honey. Let's grow old together. It's nice to
meet you. Yeah, it is. Feels nice. Tchaikovsky, isn't it?
No, dear, that's not Tchaikovsky.
Certainly it is.
No, there's not. No, we have it. We should know it.
Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto. Sure it is.
No, it isn't.
All right, what are you thinking?
Well, I thought at first it was a Greek piano concerto.
Greek? Oh, no.
There. Now, that part, that doesn't sound like Tchaikovsky.
Greek to you, it's not Greek. It certainly doesn't sound like Greek.
Well, it isn't Beethoven, it isn't Chopin, it isn't.
It's the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto. The same recording we have with Horowitz playing and conducted by Toscanini.
No, it isn't at all.
I mean, we have played this dozens of times. It's not the only one I know, really.
Well, you don't really know it very well, then, because I'll bet this is not Tchaikovsky. And anyhow, I don't think the pianist on this recording is Horowitz.
Piano. Well, darling, that is the correct way to say it.
Well, it is also correct to say pianist.
Well, pianist is the preferred. It is, darling. Now, don't get mad.
Why not? But I love it the way you always say, well, that's the correct way to say it.
Well,
I don't know anything.
Look, for Pete, honey, haven't we always said we should correct each other in private so we don't make mistakes like that when we're out with people? And we agreed that we would accept the criticism gracefully.
Well, you also say pianist. You better come back to the crossroads. It's shorter. Rachmaninoff. That's what this is. His second piano concerto.
Rachmaninoff?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It doesn't sound like
I'll bet it is. And the pianist. Sounds like Rubenstein. I'll bet it is.
No, I am so sure of myself. I will bet you
$5.
$5, I will bet you that this is the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto and the pianist is high.
$5?
$5.
Look at the bet. Great.
Watch
that. And if this piano is being made by Heifetz, it's really magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much better known as a violinist.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Remember $5 now.
All right, just make sure you pay up.
Symphony Hall has concluded this evening's performance with the playing of.
Turn it up!
We went under a viaduct.
As the soloist. And played by the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Orchestra.
Oh.
Under the direction of Wilhelm Engelbert. Stay tuned now for the latest news and weather.
Turn it off. Does it ever fail?
I'll be waiting tomorrow with intermittent shout.
Oh, honestly, now we'll never know what it was. I can't stand not knowing, and I know that was $5 I would have had.
$5 I would have had, if you please.
I tell you what.
I got an idea. Charlie's quite a music lover. We'll hum it for him when we get there.
I hope I remember how it goes.
Well, keep humming it until we get there.
Every Saturday, CBS Radio presents two exciting dramas that you'll enjoy. The first is Gunsmoke, set in the pioneer days of Dodge City. The adventures you follow on Gunsmoke center around the United States Marshal Matt Dillon. The Marshal is responsible for keeping the peace among the oddly assorted characters who've drifted to the West to make new lives for themselves. When one of them rides to achieve that goal at the expense of somebody else's life, the shooting starts on Gunsmoke. But as soon as the trigger clicks, you can count on Marshal Dillon to get right into the fray. His aim for law and order is as true as his aim with a gun. If you like action, you like Matt Dillon's behavior in every episode of Gunsmoke. The second drama awaiting you on most of these same stations each Saturday is City Hospital. Like any hospital, City Hospital is a place where life often hangs in the balance, where emotion always runs high. Balcony fan and from way back or fifth row for center steady, you will find your favorite seats reserved for you for both of these Saturday programs.
Well, it's no use. I can't remember it. I hummed it all the way here, and between getting out of the car and getting in the house, it's gone.
Well, look, I am sure it was Tchaikovsky, Charlie.
What did you do?
We went under a viaduct, and the announcer stated that just at the crucial moment, it was not for Tchaikovsky. That
That's what Tchaikovsky.
Yeah, well, that's not what they were playing. Now, wait a minute.
Well, look, we might as well not give up, honey. Well, come on, Charlie. Let's take the girls on, shall we?
Yeah, come on in here. Madge has the bridge table all set up.
Okay.
Where is
Madge? Madge, they're here.
They are. Oh, hello. Your babysitter has just called.
Is Betsy sick?
No, but she said she was reading, and all of a sudden, some plaster from the ceiling fell right into her lap.
Oh.
She looked up, and there was this big, wet spot. Now there's water dripping through, but she put a pan under it.
Huh? Good night, folks.
Oh,
come on, dear.
Come on, Charlie. We have to dash up just as we got here.
Just put it down on the fact that it isn't our evening, that's all.
Oh, yeah,
that's rock, not at all. Yes.
$5, please, dear.
As I said, this is not my evening.
Now, what is it always about?
Well, they had a little bit about what was played on the car race. Then they went under a viaduct, you know, just the way we have, just as an announcer says what the name is.
No, but I don't think that what she was humming was Rachmaninoff, though. I don't, no.
Look, Madge, we've got that concerto. I know every note of it, with Rubinstein as the pianist. What? Get the dictionary. Boy. This is the girl that when I first met her, she thought Orson Welles wrote the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto.
Well, anyhow, it is piano.
Yeah, she's right, Charlie.
Get the dictionary. Here we go.
Yeah, well, look, here we go, too. You'll excuse us, but we've been through all that.
Now, look here, Matt. If there's one thing I do know, it's music.
And you who can't tell chopsticks and show things.
I think we should have stayed home tonight, dear.
Oh, dear, you can say that again.
All right, I will. We should have stayed home
tonight. Stay home tonight.
Holiday coming with all kinds of outdoor or eating and fun. Whatever your plan for the long weekend, you'll need triple wax cut right. The wax paper that keeps all picnic foods fresh longer. Penny for penny, the big 125-foot roll gives you almost 4 times more than the expensive wrap and gives you a full 25 feet more than most other wax papers. It's being featured in food stores now. So when shopping, be sure to look for the cut right display and pick up a roll of cut right. The Total Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch, with Martha Greenhouse, George Petrie, and Joe Julian, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door. Thank you.